So something I hear over and over from people, it's a prayer request a lot of times, is I want to be more humble. Got to be more humble. Some people are scared to pray that. Other people are reaching for that, though. And a truly humble person, they don't look down on themselves, but a humble person's willing to learn from different sorts of people. They're willing to grow at any stage. And today, our sermon is going to be a lot different than normal. We've got a guest speaker coming in. It's not going to be a normal sermon. But I think if you open up to it, if you're along for the ride, my prayer, my hope is that God can speak to you. God can guide you in some way, okay? And even simple lessons can be very, very important for us to take in. And so, speaking of humility, so the guy that's about to come up here, Devin is a comedian, and he's got some humility himself. He told me, well, I've got a YouTube channel. It's got about 150 views, and so, like, he could use your help on that. And he said, I've done my comedy show all over America, all 50 states, well, except for Hawaii and Alaska and, like, 15 other states, he, like, rattled off. So without further ado, I'll let him take over. Here you go. It's a big round of applause.
Thanks, man. Oh, so you guys are second service. I heard you were the partiers. Okay, good. I can tell you it's true. Okay, everybody, take a finger, do this. Keep it going. Knock, knock. Woo. All right, party on. All right. She packs the minivan at the crack of dawn. Crack of dawn. Slices oranges up, straps shin guards on, shin guards on. Cuts other parents off in the parking lot, parking lot. Rushes to the sidelines and marks out a spot, marks out a spot. Her hair and nails are done so perfectly, so she looks really good screaming at the referee. Soccer mom has got it going on. She's all I want, and I've waited for so long. Hockey mom, you see, you talk too much like a freak. Don't you know, eh? Soccer? I think she's the bomb, and I'm in love with soccer mom. What's up, Maywood? Yeah. The soccer field's real soggy because it's raining hard. It's raining hard. Soccer mom's kid slide tackles and gets a yellow card. Yellow card. The two soccer moms get in a cat fight. A cat fight. They start pulling hair and spraying mace into each other's eyes. Each other's eyes. And then they slip and fall down in a muddy patch. Grab my camera, it's a soccer mom mud wrestling match. Soccer mom has got it going on. She's all I want, and I've waited for so long. Softball mom, you see, you're way too much for me. She's my kid's mom, and I've got the hots for soccer mom. Thank you. That wasn't very holy. Well, it's good to be here in Missouri. I'm from Kansas. I came all the way over here today for you guys. So, it was not easy. No. I love Missouri. Just kidding. It's great. I am married to a soccer mom, so it's based on actual events, that song. All of it. Every bit of the song. Yeah, my wife's crazy. She's awesome. She's from a farm. Different pace of life out there in north central Kansas. It's population 2 in Sylvan Grove, Kansas, and it's dropping fast. It's crazy. They leave their keys in their cars out there. They trust people. I know. We do it here. We trust our cars will be gone in the morning. That's the idea. I'll tell you what, though, man. The first time I was dating my wife, we went out to the farm. Her dad's like, hey, come work the bulls with me. I didn't know what work the bulls meant. I thought it was like Toro, Toro. You know, like we're going to, no. No, work the bulls meant pretty soon they ain't going to work.
If you know what I mean, we turned
these Southern Bulls into Southern Bells. That's what happened. But some of you are letting that one sink in. Okay, just thinking about it still. It's early still. It's okay, late service. It's all good. Oh, thank you, Joe. Joe's over here. That's a snip joke, okay? All right, thank you, Joe, for clearing that up. Appreciate that. Yeah, now you get it. All right, cool. On track now. They also raised hogs. It's kind of ironic. She grew up on a hog farm, then married a pig. That's me. No, it's true, dudes. You know it is. We all marry up. I married up. She married down. She married me. So we met at Kansas State University. Be quiet. And, okay, all right. Thank you. And people ask me if I majored in comedy. No, they don't have that. You know what I majored in? Family studies. But it was a joke. Totally. The cool thing is I walked in the first day, it was like all girls. I was like, yeah. So I joined a sorority. And that's how we met. Yeah, so it was crazy, man. We just celebrated 11 years. Well, thank you. Thank you. And we've got 5 kids. Okay, thanks for clapping for kids. All right. Wow. Okay. Delayed reaction on that one. We're a bunch of baby haters? What's going on? Clap for marriage, not babies. Okay, all right. All right. And by the way, they're all girls. Your guys' reaction was fake on that one. You're just, nobody's excited about that. People are like, oh, that poor guy. 5 kids. Why you look so surprised? It's what I do. Yeah, but 5 girls, apparently my bad. So my wife tells me it's your fault. I'm like, okay. Whatever. I'm not good with split-second decisions, you know what I mean? Easy. I didn't tell that joke with first service. No, they would have walked. They would have walked out on me. Saving the good ones for you guys. Here's our plan. We're just going to keep going until we get a boy. Thank you, brother. I am not a quitter. I'm going to get my boy or my reality TV show, whichever. I don't care. I don't really care. Yeah. My friend's like, dude, I can't believe you don't have any boys. He's like, you should try adoption. I was like, dude, nobody's going to take 5 girls. Ain't going to happen. No way. Some of these jokes are just for the dads. The females are like, he's so mean. He's so awful. That's crazy. When you tell people you have 5 girls, their reactions, get out of here. Go. I'll just randomly kick people out today, okay? That was number 1. Don't let it be you. Man, we can't go anywhere. We walk into the grocery store and people just like, you know, whoa, whoa, whoa. They're like, you're outnumbered. I was like, thank you, math whiz. 5 girls, 5 weddings. Whoa, how are you doing this so fast? Do it on the chalkboard, Matt Damon from Goodwill Hunting. Come on, show me how that equation works. I don't get it. I don't know. I tell people I have all girls, and they're like, oh, I have girls. I have boys, too. They're great. My boys are easy. I'm like, you heard the part where I said I didn't have that, right? Okay? It's ridiculous. I don't know. But people say boys are easy. I don't know parents that have both. Is this true? Boys are easier than girls? Why? Why is that? Okay, let me tell you something. Your little boys that you're raising so well, oh, they never talk back. They're so unemotional. They just go into the room and hide. You're raising terrible husbands. Easy for you, hard for my daughters someday who are going to marry your little punks, okay? Your little good boys. Thanks for screwing up their lives with your ease. I know what it is. You don't care. You're just passive. That's all it is. You can't be passive with girls. It's crazy, man. Every day is a roller coaster. Emotion, you know, just depression, remission, rock bottom. Then the cycle starts all over. It's a vicious cycle. Speaking of vicious cycles in my house. I'm not going there. Don't worry, Jake. I'm not going to touch that one, man. I'm not going to touch that. I'll let you handle that in the, with the youth group. But I don't know. We try to set good examples for our kids. That's what we're supposed to do, parents, set good examples. At least my wife's good at it. I'm terrible. She's like, let's eat better. I was like, okay, let's eat better. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Let's do this. Yeah. You guys know, you have probably the garlic butter sauce. Oh, yeah. I'm like, you want to share? Come on, let's share. I just lick it, man. My wife didn't think that was funny. She's like, Devin, seriously, we need to eat more vegetables, more green foods. I'm like, why? She's like asparagus. Let's eat more asparagus. I'm like, why? She's like, Devin, asparagus has been scientifically proven to improve your memory. I've told you that over and over and over. It's true, though. Eat your asparagus. You'll remember all kinds of funky things. I was like, oh, yeah. I have a gag reflex. Cool. This asparagus is it's amazing. Wow. Wow. So cool. You guys ever go to these health food stores? Good. I don't either. Weird. A pound of bananas is like $8,000. I can't afford that stuff. That's ridiculous. My wife went and bought home some soap. You know what the soap is called? Dirty Hippie. I didn't go and write a joke. That's true. I was like, are they out of Stinky Hobo and Filthy Bum? What's the... I'm trying to picture how they make that soap. They hired a dirty hippie over there just like taking clean soap. Okay, box that up. We're going to move this. Extra strength, okay? Extra triple strength. I'll let you use your imagination on that one, but it's ridiculous. You've got these essential oils, though. Everybody ever use essential oils? Yeah, essential oils where it's at. It doesn't matter what you eat or what you do. Essential oils fixes everything. You just rub it on, lick some. Look at this. See that? Essential oils, look what it does. There we go. Gone. See? Just poof, gone. Okay? It's amazing. It's magic. It's a magic trick. We have this lady on our block who tries to sell us essential oils. Hey, look, I think it's a good product. We have them. I just don't buy them from her because she's a freak. No, man, in the name of Jesus, she's a freak. I wrote a song about her. We call her the essential oils woman, and we try to share Jesus with her, but, you know, she would never stop talking about oils. So here's the song. God will forgive me for this. He will. We've all sinned, so don't judge, okay? All right? Essential oils woman walking down the street. Essential oils woman you don't want to meet. Essential oils woman. She'll tell you it's a miracle healer, but really she's a glorified drug dealer. Mercy. Essential oils woman emails me. Essential oils woman really gives me the creeps. Essential oils woman. No, I will not like your Facebook page and comment. Every time you post a pic, I want to vomit. Yes, I would like to place an order, as long as it is a restraining order. Essential oils woman, stay the heck away from me. I used to like you fine, till I became part of your downline. Essential oils woman, give my money back to me. Sorry, it's not done. Here we go. Essential oils woman, the side effects are weird. Essential oils woman, hey look, she's growing a beard. Essential oils woman, yeah, I'm sure diffusers and doTERRA are the best, but get your slimy hands off of my chest. Brrr, essential oils woman, that's it. Oh, boy. Oh, this is so fun. You guys are cool. I like you guys. You're way better than first service. Don't tell them I said that. How many veterans, military, do we have here? Family of military, raise your hands. Thank you all for your service. We appreciate you guys. No joke. So my dad is a Marine. Can I get a hoorah? And it's so true. Once a Marine, always a terrible father. Hoorah. My dad loves that joke. He's greatest dad in the world. This is true, though. My dad is 16 years older than my mom. Hoorah. Hoorah. Because ooh robbed the cradle, my dad. He did. He did. My mom was her own flower girl. Yes, that's a joke. Okay, people are like, really? Oh, man. My parents love me, though. They did. You know, I made honor roll in seventh grade, and they bought the bumper sticker. Why do parents do that? Parents love you, and they show you by embarrassing you. You know what I mean? The bumper sticker. It's like even the bad kids had honor roll bumper stickers. They stole them from the office. But seriously, who's ever approached a car in front of you and seen the honor roll bumper sticker and been like, bravo, yeah, happy for that? No, you want to rear end them, right? Honor roll. Now your bumper's on a roll. Better go get that. Might need that. People tell me I'm the spitting image of my dad. What's that mean? My dad's like, that's my boy right there. That's him. Good to meet you. Where do those sayings come from? I don't know. It's weird. My parents wanted two kids. I was number three. So they straight up told me, they're like, dude, you were a surprise. I was like, dude, so were you. Didn't want you freaks. Well, that's what I got. I don't know. Anybody have curfew when they were young? Curfew? Nobody. All right, cool. Should have figured with this crazy bunch. Yeah, no. I had a curfew. It was like 11 o'clock in high school. They're like, it's for your safety. Be home at 11 or we'll kill you. I'm like, I don't quite understand that, Mom and Dad, but okay, that sounds good. No, I was blessed with some cool parents, godly parents. And, you know, people ask me, where do you write comedy? Where do you get it from? You just look around you, right? I mean, God has given us humor. Is it not everywhere? You just open your eyes and look for it? Oh, my goodness, it's everywhere. Like, we just had our fifth kid. And I think it's so funny what people name their babies these days. We've got some funky names, right? I'm okay with that. Now, it's fun. Sometimes people, like, pick a Bible name. And when you've gotten your fifth kid, you need some help picking a name. You're scraping the bottom of the barrel. You don't care anymore, right? Some of you fifth kids are like, yeah, that's me. People will be like, let's name a Bible name here. Turn to the Bible. Okay, eeny, meeny, miny, Dorcas. Okay, Dorcas it is. Some people give their kids Bible words as names. We met two people, Faith and Hope, two girls. You guys have heard of Faiths and Hopes. I was like, wait, where's love? Because the three go together, right? 1 Corinthians 13, come on. Hey, you know? But you can't name your daughters Faith, Hope, and Love. I realized that. There'd be some favoritism going on. Like, you'd introduce them like this. Okay, these are my three girls. This one's Faith. This is Hope. Ooh. But this one over here. The one riding the golden pony. The greatest of these. It's love. You're disturbing your hope. Quiet. You can't do it. You got to pick a different value, something a little less. You know, like these are my girls, Faith, Hope, and Debauchery. Right here. And then some people pick normal names and screw up the spelling and think they're cool. Like, look what we did. Oh, we're so creative. Oh, hey. And you didn't ask how they spelled it. They just tell you. They're like, I don't care. So we had two friends. They had Haley and Jackson. And when they had Haley, they're like, oh, but we spelled Haley like this. H-A-Y. L-E-I-G-H, Haley. That's dumb. D-U-M-G-H, dumb. Then they had Jackson. Oh, but we spelled Jackson like J-A-X. J-A-X-S-O-N, Jackson. Why? For the rest of poor Jackson's life. Dude, how do you spell your name again? Like an illiterate moron. I don't know. If I ever have boys, which I know is very unlikely, but if I do, I'm just going to mess with people and apply this concept. Like, these are my boys. This is Jim. Jim with the G. G-Y-M. Jim. And Harry. H-A-I-R-Y. Harry. And this is Bob. With two O's. Bob is... Coach Bob, isn't that how you spell your name? Yeah, that's it. All right. I think I just gave you a new nickname, dude. You're welcome, Maywood Baptist. You're welcome. Have fun with him. All right. By the way, if your name is Haley or Jackson, I'm not making fun of your name. I'm making fun of your parents. Let's make that clear. Oh, boy. Children are a blessing, though, aren't they? Kids. Let's give it for the kids here. It's good to have you guys up here. All right. There's a lot of them. I better be careful. Okay. All right. Man, kids, never a dull moment. Always something going on when you have kids. The other day, my 9-year-old's like, hey, Dad, you have a big nose. Okay, go ahead and laugh as I get vulnerable. Yeah, go ahead. No, she's like, you got a big nose. I was like, I don't care. That's cool. It's genetic. So literally in your face, sister. Yeah. And then this Christmas, I was going to an ugly Christmas sweater party. Have you guys ever been to these? Just ugly sweater, you know? On the way out the door, my 7-year-old was like, Dad, good luck at the ugly festival. I know you'll win. I was like, yeah, maybe the prize will be a coupon for a nose job. Half off. Just, you know, I don't know. BOGO, buy one, get one. Oh, man, it's fun. My 2-year-old, we got out of the bathtub. I'm telling you, never a dull moment. We get her out of the bathtub, dry my 2-year-old off, and she starts doing this. I don't know what that means. I'm like, does she want a sandwich? What is she doing? My wife's like, she has to pee. She got out before we could catch her. She ran to the living room where the Monopoly board was. Just free parking. Did her thing. I was like, she's marking her properties. Get back. My wife was like, ooh, we can't use that. So I took it back to Walmart. They're like, is anything wrong with it? I was like, we bought it at Target. Is that okay? Yeah. Oh, goodness. So fun. Kids will blow your mind, too. They'll just say things that just make you go, where did that come from? That's amazing, you know? Like, my 9-year-old one time said, hey, Dad, if you could see through things, then actually, you wouldn't see anything. Whoa. What? I can't even see through your logic. It's amazing. Wow. Kids are incredible, I'll tell you what. I love laughing with my kids. We really teach them, you know, God, God wants us to laugh. It's a gift. I'm going to show you guys right now the what God has given us is a tool. I mean, the awesome tool that humor is. So if you're holding something, put it down. You'll need your hands, both hands. Okay. If you've got like a phone or a paper or whatever, a baby, just drop it. Kidding. Don't drop your phones. All right, everybody take your left hand just like this. Put your palm to your face about 2 inches from your face. Everybody do it. Right there, 2 inches. Okay. When I count to three, I want you to smack your friend. No, I'm kidding. No, don't do that. Keep the left hand there. No smacking. Just left hand. Now, try to focus on your palm. Go ahead. Everybody do it. Left hand right in front of your face. Try to. You can't. What do you see? It's just blur. It's blurry. You can't see much, right? Okay, now slowly I want you to do this. Take your hand and just put it at arm's length from your face. And now focus on your palm. How's it look now? A lot more clear, right? Yeah. See that's what humor does for us in life. Because we're so close to all of our problems all the time, and it's just right in our face. We don't have perspective. But if we can learn to laugh at our problems and at life and laugh at ourselves, guess what? That gives us a little distance between us and our problems. And that distance, that's a gift from God. He wants that, right? Now, this last Christmas, we were getting our Christmas tree, and the kids got hot chocolate at the Christmas tree lot and brought it into the car, and one of them forgot a lid. And so we're taking it out of the parking lot here. Uh-oh! Well, I knew what happened. I turned around, and there was hot chocolate all over. Now, here's the thing. At that moment, when you're a parent, you're right here. You're freaked out. This is where you want to start yelling, cussing, throwing things, judging. Not me. I would never cuss. But, you know, you're right here with your problems, okay? And you just sometimes have to do that. Now, I don't always have the presence of mind to do that. We have to, you know, God is the one who helps us get that distance. And I know there's two choices in a situation like that. We can either crack or we can crack up. That's your choice. Crack or crack up. Somehow God gave me the presence of mind to get that distance, and so I decided to crack a joke. I said, hey, who peed hot chocolate all over the back seat? Now, when you use the word pee with kids, it brings the house down. It's a perfect line, right? They all start laughing. They can't stop. I start laughing. We have a great ride home because I knew they're not going to clean it up. It's going to be my wife cleaning that up, you know. But we got home, we cleaned it up together, we had a good day. It could have been a very different day. It could have changed the whole trajectory of the day if I would have cracked, okay? Now, there are times where I do crack, but I try to remember that distance. Now, we don't always have, laughter is not always an option, okay? I'm not going to act like, laugh every time something's wrong and it's going to fix everything. Because Ecclesiastes tells us there's a time to laugh and a time to what? Cry. There's just some times where it doesn't work, okay? And so in those times where laughter doesn't work, guess what? God's given us more tools. He's given us fellowship with other people. And oddly enough, when I'm with other people, I laugh more. Did you ever notice that? You're around your friends, you got all these inside jokes, you laugh more. So the gift of fellowship is one thing, another thing that gives you distance. What else gives you distance? God's word. He gives us his word, right? The word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. That gives us perspective in our life. And I would say for me, other than humor, the biggest thing I feel like God's given me is the gift of just prayer, just to talk to him. Okay, and I'm not just blowing smoke. Jesus started every day like this, just alone with God. When I'm able to come to God and just give my problems to God, my family, my work, my neighbors, everything that's on my mind, everything that's troubling me, my bank account, I give it to God, I tell him about it, and it becomes his and not my problems. And so I don't have a lot of time, but I'm going to sing my favorite hymn for you. It's called Sweet Hour of Prayer. If you know this, please sing along with me. It's got some old King James type words in it, but here we go. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne, make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief. And oft escape the tempter's snare by thy return, sweet hour of prayer.
You know, if I can just take one more quick second, I want to tell you guys about next Saturday. I'm going to be here doing our professional workshop. And I guess this is something you guys have going on regularly. So next week, we're going to be spending hours together. Joe and I are going to kind of facilitate some stuff. I'm going to do some of my magic for you. And the whole morning is about, are you a magician? Are you a pickpocket? And I'm going to encourage you to share your magic, whatever that magic might be. You know, mine's comedy and music and magic. You have your own special gifts and talents that God has blessed you with, that if you tap into those and unleash those, you can make a huge difference for the kingdom. So we're going to have a lot of fun, more comedy, magic, interaction. We're going to be talking. It's not just going to be me up here. It's going to be all of us doing this together. So please join us next Saturday. I can't wait to come back. Yes, Joe? Oh, and sign up. Joe's got the clipboard. So come see Joe Calhoun. I'm just going to close now with something I call the Girl Talk song. Yeah, these are just things my girls have said verbatim over the years that I write down and capture these things. They're not going to help you much. They're really for me. I'm saving them for a rainy day or, like, blackmail situations with boyfriends someday. I don't know. So it's all out of context, and I hope you enjoy it. The Girl Talk song. By the way, thanks for letting me be here today. You guys have been a blessing. Appreciate you. Thank you. Man, this poop is tough. Feels like I'm going number 8. What do you call it when you cross a spoon and a fork? A spook. Dad, can the lions at the zoo still have babies, or have they all been notarized? I have no idea. I'm good at tooting. But Daddy, you're the best. Don't judge my kids, it's who they are, okay? Hey, Grandma, you know how you say you try to keep your mouth shut, but you can't? Well, try harder. Knock, knock. No, this is my conversation with my daughter. Who do you think you are? Thanks, third wheels. Who's there, babe? Poopy. Let's not say that word at the dinner table, okay? Okay, Dad, sorry. That's okay. Knock, knock. Who's there? Pee-pee. That's much better, honey. Yeah. How many times are we going to repeat this worship song chorus? Hasn't God gotten enough glory? Hey, Dad, I need some money for VBS. We've got to beat the boys and raise money for whatever they're doing, you know? And finally, one time I saw a squirrel giving another squirrel a piggyback ride up the tree. We took that tree down. Yeah. Thank you all so much. Keep laughing. God bless. Thank you. Thank you. See you, Maywood. You guys are great.
So I just want to close this out. We always end with a blessing. And so let's end in a blessing. Jesus, I thank you that you gave us humor to give us perspective. And I pray for each one of us this week, God, that you would make us funny. God, that you would help us to see things in a new light. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.